听众直接来的，你看过来的是男性的。But I thought that we experienced yesterday something that I get a lot of experience with. We experienced something yesterday that gives us a lot of hope. And I might wish that with this experience that we had so that you get an idea. What happens in the course of developing relationships with the unions and the employers? In some courses, of course, that we may be a piece of things like selling out to the employer. In others, we may be a piece of being part to them. After 2 years of negotiations and an awful lot of disappointment, we met yesterday for an hour with the growers that are under contract. No more than that. And things that we couldn't do for 2 years with the help of our proposal were accomplished in about 45 minutes. And they were accomplished because after many years now, 2 or 3 years with some of the employers, something very, I think the good has happened is that, see, we've come from a point of feeling suspicion on both sides to a point where they now fully recognize and understand the meaning part of their operation. And after the meeting, some pictures were taken. Something very self-minded for us and the employees. These are pictures, and there were three viewers, eight men were represented, but three of them said that they couldn't see how this was operating without a union now. All of them, without any exception, I'm sure, will tell you if you are. Probably not somebody else, you know, that the relationship with us and them are very good. But what's very significant about the meeting was that we didn't come to a meeting, at least this last meeting, with a spirit of distrust or with the. We didn't come in as contenders, or we didn't come in as opponents. We came in to get a job done, to get the health and welfare program for its workers underway, and that fund is almost $7 million now. Both of us realize that this continual fighting over how it's going to be done, how and so forth is not going to get anybody. We both sit down and agreed to give up some of the things that we thought were very serious and we couldn't. And in a few weeks, I hope, especially if we can get the program, the program working with the pay working, some of the medical work. I just want to say this because when you go back to the time when you were striking them, it was clear as the present time with the typical story. Now what's really sad is that, see, the employers and the unions, things in history, you know, have a way of accommodating themselves and making establishing relationships at their heart. But those on the outside will never accommodate that. And so what's going to happen is those people who are very much for us, or very much for the employers, will have to understand that the moment a contract is signed, that's what we plane's over. And that the union, as well as the employer, wants to get along, they want to do their job. So I don't know if we're delaying on any of these. The Lenox City Council and the Denison City Council are going to, I don't know what they're going to do once we get together with the authorities, and we will. They're going to continue a fight that has no, well, has between no base, no basis. See, the company we noticed, for instance, wants to sign a contract today, in almost every case. Those that came in to destroy the union are let go. Something's going on this morning. They were hired by the company to do a job on the union. The moment they sign a contract, it isn't the union wants to let them go, it's the employer that wants, becomes a liability, a very heavy liability. And so those who came in and did all the very work for the employers during the struggle, the moment they sign a contract, they're working to go. What I'm saying is that in conferences such as ours, you know, it's usually that third party that has to really understand what the conference is all about. Otherwise, you may be carrying a banner that doesn't have any relation, you know, once you get conference. So that's what I just thought we'd rather do. We're very happy that we're able to get this with several employees. And to bring it about, we have to do a little work on both sides. They have to go and get some of the employees who are very, really want to change their mind, and I have to go and get some of the workers and some of the other leaders who want to change their mind to bring about this negotiation. But it takes. Now, once we start talking to them, things change. They change, they're really not the same. See, because they know that they're demonstrated in every possible way that the union is just as much concerned about what happens in their ranks in terms of keeping their glory going and keeping making money, because they are. This is a job, you have the money, you have the job. And what is that they have any concept of it, you have to have the job. So, these things turn around mighty fast. Once you get to an agreement. Now, on this question of conflict, an awful lot of people on both sides. And when the time comes, it will be up to us to get both on our side to understand what is taking place. And I'm sure that the employers are going to have to go to their side and get those who are on their side to understand. I thought what I do, maybe review some of the things that we're done, some of the things we're trying to do. And then, if you give you, just give me some time to ask questions, and I can answer some of your points and some of your questions that you have in your document or whatever it may be. I mean, it would be a lot better if I did this way so I can just respond to whatever you think. But the strike is going to be much, much stronger this year. Because we have done much more than so far, we've seen so far the green card has not been as much a problem as it was last year. We've been able to organization, the education, to hold many, many offers for that long process march that some of our people. The people on the other side, I responded very, very well. And that's, I feel that and helpless and non-violent as probably one of the most interesting things with them. People responded because they know the history, they know the history, and they know the history of Washington, and that's where they come to. It's funny to go to poetry. And so, the person now is trying to break the strike by recruiting them all over the coast, Nantes, Ventura, Santa Barbara, Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo, they're recruiting up and down the valley, they're recruiting in Texas to try to strike. And at least for the time being, we don't know how long it's going to hold up, for the time being, they're not getting the thousands of workers across the border to come and get the strike. But that's the meaning of it, like it always means that the first thing to strike is what happens. And, not a lot of expense to us. We have about 10 organizers in Mexico working with us. And we don't have any way of living, but the concept is very good. Consequently, the strike has been very effective. Judging by the amount of fruit that's being picked and packed, I think we have probably affected the production by about 60% at least. And last year on the 13th day of the fishing season, last year they had 79,000 bucks. On the 13th day of the fishing this year, they brought in 33,000. And they're finding more and more people going to the zone in Texas. Of course, this represents 3 years of solid work, trying to get those workers on our side, to find the get them to understand what we're doing, but even more important, trying to make them go hungry so they can help us with the only way to do it. The question of, the question of going hungry, they don't have to win because what people don't understand is that we don't have a strike fund. We have an organizing fund. Even the growers and the opponents say that, working out in the field, now we had a fund, a non-business fund, we could just provide the land, utilities, and some of the real, and food, some of the real critical matters, we would be out there. Boy, haven't got that money. And so, plus the fact that we can get the people out there, we want to get some of our people to do that with this stuff. We know what it's out there in the past. We took out all the people at Chen, we had a physical time. We took all the people out in the majority of the tribal and we had a physical time. So some of our people are sitting in the side of the field working and organizing everything. But every time we get a worker to support the strike, in the past we tell them that he's got to go hungry. And that's quite a bit. And we had a strike on it, so then we didn't do it. We just have enough money to keep the organization going. We have money to keep 1,000 workers on a minimum strike benefit. I think you know that one. The other thing is that, and you know, first, the other thing that makes a little bit about it is that people should not be made to strike for recognition. Even the most backward countries in the world do not force workers to strike to get recognition. I can see a strike when it comes to the question of signing a contract. especially the work of company, you really sent the work. There are very few countries that will commit this. All the backward countries of the world, including Latin America, the labor relations are very modern when you compare to what's happening in Latin and Florida in California. It's extremely modern. This leads to the question of our stand on the legislation. So we lost some good friends. We expect it more if we can use the further stage. You can compare our struggle to the civil rights struggle in that there are if minority groups are starving, striking, and or struggling, they're poor, and if they conflict. So what happened to them? What we're doing is all of them very well during the initial part of their struggle. When legislation came, and they were demanding that kind of legislation that was going to help them do the job, the liberals in America said, no, you can only have this kind of legislation. And the drive to the very beautiful drive is integrated. And I don't have to tell you what's going on in the ghetto now. I don't have to tell you this is where it came from. We have been talking about the National Relations Act for a long, long time. When the strike rate started, we had limited amounts of the law, we never worked under the law, all of us in the union are not labor unions, say from other unions to do the strike. And we thought the National Relations Act was the best thing. But then we began to get questions from the membership from the boycotters and from people just joining the union. You may know what about this, what about this, and what about this. And there was a process of over 3 years where we were able to analyze the law that we do today. And so we stated that if we're going to organize workers, then we need the tools to do it. And the regulation that we're going to organize workers to the person and the relation that is doing it or not. Because labor is a whole different organization for us under that law. If you look at the people who are being organized in the union today, they're being organized, the ones that are organized in Texas, they're also organizing outside the national relation that. Those that are organized in Texas, they're also organizing under the President's proclamation. The government employees the right to organize. But under the National Labor Relations Act, they're not even abreast of the increase of the workforce. What is happening is that it's become a real game. It's become a game to be very effective in the election. The union was a lot of money to make a lot of their things for their company. We go through the legal process for 2 or 3 years. The organizing company would always have a hold on the understanding of this kind of private company. I want to give a very example. In the South, but before that, they're also organizing where the employers, however bad they are, they're not the same kind of people that the employers have or the employers in the South. We need another idea. The sexual workers in the South. Under the President of the Legislature, they won almost every election Ideas. I mean, we all know how those ideas are when they see no motion. And we know that the only way that labor peace is going to come to the agriculture is it doesn't really come. And using all the groups of labor, at least the labor in the country, it doesn't come until the labor union is strong enough so that it's not so it's recognized and so it's not afraid to be heard. And in, before that will never come. It doesn't come in this region. And all of the unions inside this country, you see the big battle for them while the unions were to the point that they couldn't, the power wasn't balanced. But once the unions made it, the unions fully recognized that there was a part of the way to stay and then it continued. And then peace came and the progress was made. The local legislation came forth from California. You know there's some real back there. They're not going to stop the Congress more than anything. They're going to open up the doors for not a lot of, violence to come in, not a lot of other things that we don't want to do. And we pledge not to do. But the idea of organization of some workers to leave is pretty dependent on the labor workers. We don't want the union. Each time of those who don't want the union, you find out why they don't want the union. The same way that those who do not want the union in the industrial labor don't want it. It's a reason there. But by and large, you find what they do want a union. Actually, they want a union because they know the union can bring better wages and better working conditions. And they know it's business stuff to their cousin or their uncle or their family or family that belongs to the carpenter's union or to the plumber's union or to the labor's union. That's what they do. They know that union. They know that the union wants to do it. And what I think is going to happen is that the struggle is going to accelerate. If there is just enough damage on both sides, that even though it's settled today, you know, it's going to be a long time before it will never recuperate the losses. The losses of time and money and human suffering and misery and anxiety. Mentally make it up. And the loss that they have, they mentally don't you believe that they have. It's a tremendous loss. Somebody is here. And we're not going to go away. No more than the mining went away, but it still happened. Well, no more than the longshoremen, or no more than the other workers. The union did stay. It's going to be trying to spread it out in the open. Or, they're still underground, and they're underground, and still struggling. Regardless, criticized. Lately, this is actually quite a lot for my speaking of nonviolence. And there's no violence, but it's quiet to speak so often, speak of nonviolence. See, I speak of nonviolence not because of violence, but because the possibility of violence is always on the front. And they don't know what a group of people can do when they decide that they want to assist themselves. Thank you.